Welcome to the midweek edition of the Temple of Hoop, coming live to you on Green Room. We are here. Actually, it's just me this week. I'm trying to, you know, give more content and branch out during the midweek instead of just coming once a week with it. Just got finished watching a depressing Lakers game. That was absolutely embarrassing that it went to OT, and then the Lakers just pretty much gave up. Lost to the Rockets by 13 in OT. Basically, I'm up here, tap that request button, and let's talk some hoop, man. What y'all see out there? There's a couple things I do want to talk about. There we go. Mako, that's your real name. What's going on with you?
My bad.
Oh, you there? What's going on? Talk to me.
Yeah, so I see people still hesitant on the idea that Tatum is a top 15 player. I don't know what it is about these people that they just got hate in their heart for the kid. Like, I think it's because he's a Celtic, but I mean, top 15 at this point, if you don't think he's top 15, you're just crazy.
He's top 10. And this is a guy who tried to hold on to the Ingram over Tatum thing for as long as possible until last year, or actually probably before that, it became kind of blatantly obvious that it wasn't even close. So I got to give it to you. You got no pushback from me on that as far as Tatum being. He's actually playing more like a closer to top five to top 15, if I'm being honest. It's hard to break in that top five with the, you know, Giannis, Joker, Embiid, you know, LeBron, Steph. It's hard to break into that top five. But after that, I mean, who's really playing better? You know what I mean? Can you really dispute it?
Yeah, man. And let me just say that those Jaylen Brown over Tatum takes earlier in the season, delusional. Delusional.
Yeah, I think somebody told me was who's connected with the Celtics. They say, or tapped in, they said Tatum does a lot of bulking up over the season. And then so he comes into camp and early in the season really just kind of bulked up and it affects his shot. And then as the season goes on, he gets more comfortable. You know, he just lets loose. And like it's been like that every year. I think it works for him because he almost never.
This year was worse. This year was his worst, you know, 2 months start to the season ever. Like he was selling first 2 months of the season. I couldn't defend him, but I mean, you know, he found his groove.
Yeah, but I think it works for him because he like almost never gets hurt. He's like a tank. He's very durable. So I think like whatever it works for him, he ends up playing his best ball toward the end of the year, which is all that matters for a superstar. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I like I'm not going to say I like the Celtics because they're the damn Celtics, but I think they're
– I respect. I try not to talk about the Lakers, man. I hear y'all in crisis about that, so I tried to, you know, change the topic. You know what I mean?
I mean, you can talk about the Lakers. My company line is not going to change. I mean, they stink, and they stunk since the offseason. They lost in the offseason terribly, and they finally showed on the floor. So, I mean, it is what it is, but – yeah, the Celtics are scaring me, man. You know, when you got a team that can defend like that and, you know, you have a player playing at that level, like a superstar, you'll be in every playoff game. So, you know, this is like the first time in a long time looking forward to the Eastern Conference playoffs more than the West. Like, I think it's going to be
left. Eastern Conference, ridiculous, bro. I don't remember a time when a conference is ever top six. Like, I don't want to say top six is equal, all equal, but, like, if any of those teams make the finals, you wouldn't be too surprised.
Right. If the Sixers or Bucks make it, I won't be surprised. Like, I'd be kind of surprised if the Celtics make it. I don't think the Nets are going to turn around. Like, it's just too much going on. But there'll also be something to watch, you know, coming out of the play-in. They're pretty much locked into the play-in. So it's going to be crazy, man. It's, like, going to be nuts.
The Bulls look good, though. And people keep forgetting that the Bulls have been playing without their backcourt for, like, 2-3 months now. People, they just seem to forget that.
Yeah, I'm holding on to my Bulls stock. Like, I had to be quiet about them because, like, reality set in. Your two best guards, you're also your two best defenders. I think that was a lot to lose. And DeRozan kind of carried him for a minute, just being on that heater he was on. But it's kind of flattening out with the defense being so bad. But man, I can't. When they get Lonzo and Caruso back, man, I'm very interested to see how that team looks, especially in Pat Williams too, because he's the guy that's going to be guarding those wings. You know, the Tatums, the KDs, the Giannis, whatever they run into, the Jimmy Butlers, like whatever they run into, it'll be Patrick Williams more so than anybody else. So I'm holding on to my Bulls stock, man. I'm waiting until they get those three guys back and put everybody in their proper place in the rotation. I think it'll all be good.
Yeah, I like the Bulls, but, you know, I still want that. You know, if I'm the Celtics, I want that 4 or 5 matchup over any other.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Looking at the entirety, and that speaks more so to how good the conference is, like not the Bulls, you know, like you were just talking about early. It's just like it's just a heavy conference. So I think the Bulls are the matchup you probably seek out between the, you know, the lack of experience and guys will be out of rhythm coming back from injury. And, you know, DeRozan's playoff history, that's probably who you pick on in the first round if you want. You know what I mean?
Man, they got – I mean, if DeRozan is your closer, like, that's scary. Like, his shot-making, you know, the beginning of the season, I mean, like, legit better than, like, fucking KD. Like, what can you say? But I don't know if that'll carry over to the playoffs, so we'll see.
Yeah, that's been the question everybody's been asking all season, and we'll see what happens, right?
Very true. All right, man, keep up the good work, bro.
Appreciate you tapping in. All right, Jessica Adair, I hope I pronounced your name correctly. She asks, who do you see coming out of the play-ins in both conferences? Right now, I'd probably go Minnesota and Clippers in the West, taking the 7A spot. In the East, I'm going to go with the Nets just out of pure respect to KD in that one game situation. And the other spot, man, can I roll dice? I'll go with the Raptors. I think they defend well enough. Nick Nurse in a one game situation. I'll go with the Raptors and Nets in the East. You got Maples, give me your top 10 players right now in the league from Akshay Petty Reddy. Ah, that's a good one. Let me see here. In order. Woo! My feet to the fire. I like it. Man, let's go. One Giannis. Two, as of right now, two Joker. Three Embiid. Four KD, five LeBron, six Steph. Man, seven. Man, I got to throw Tatum in there the way he's playing. Tatum, normally Kawhi would be in there somewhere, but he hasn't played. But Kawhi's up there as well. I see you're going to throw Luka ahead of Tatum right now. So I put Luka ahead of Tatum. Man, you got to give me time for you to ask these type of questions. So Luka ahead of Tatum at 7. I throw Tatum at 8 right now. Probably Ja Morant at 9 and 10. Who's that 10th guy for me? Man. I got to think about that. Probably Book, Chris Paul, somewhere like that. Book, Chris Paul, Harden, Kyrie. Somebody said, you scared of LeQuinon, so you had to put him at number 5. Nah, he's top 5. It's just, I'll say this, Chris, man. For all the stuff, the flag I've given LeBron for his Lakers tenure, especially early in his Lakers tenure, he was done a complete disservice from the front office. Even if he had any decisions, like if he had a say in the Russell Westbrook trade, then it's self-inflicted. There's been conflicting reports about that. But if self-inflicted, if he had any say in the Westbrook trade. So, you know, it's kind of, out of his hands with what's on the court to a little bit at least. Let's see what the other question is. Okay, we got to come with the questions now. Ja or Trey? Man, I'm leaning Ja. Trey is probably the better playmaker by a long bit. I just think Ja gives a little more effort on defense, and they're not, like, actively hunting him down a stretch of possessions. And I think Ja is a little more willing to play off ball a bit. So I think I'll go with Ja. But those are both phenomenal players, man. Those guys will both be in the best point guard discussion for a decade. Would you take Kyrie or Harden? Harden over the 82, Kyrie in the playoffs. And that's my honest answer. Kyrie, you just don't know if he's going to be there every night. This seemed before the vaccine situation. He's always been iffy with his health and availability. But in the playoffs, man, I've just seen Kai be a killer too many times on the big stage. Next question from Pavi Sandhu. Who's your pick for MVP? I said it this morning. It's like a coin flip between Embiid and Joker for me right now. I'd probably go Joker because when it's that close, you got to start factoring in the variables. And the biggest variable is Joker's had two max contracts, pretty much missed the entire season. And he's been carrying, like, if you had put a gun in my head and said, name the top eight Denver Nuggets rotation right now, I'd fail the test and probably be out of here. Like, that's how great Jokic has been with limited resources. Next question. Do I think the Suns are a lock for making it out the West? I can't say a lock, but I think they're pretty comfortably the favorite right now. So that's kind of where I am with that. And let's take a request right now before we get more questions up. Let's take a request. Yo.
Yo, what's up, Maples? You can hear me?
JB, I got you. What's going on, baby?
Hey, man, I just want to say shout out to you and Kings. Love the pod. Wish y'all all the success in the world. I want to know, who do you think is going to be the one seed in the East?
Man, I'm comfortable staying with Miami right now. I think the Bucks are playing a lot better. But I'm comfortable staying. I think Miami's literally gunning for it. I don't know if the Bucks are gunning for a number one seed. The Bucks just want to be healthy. So I think they'll rest Giannis when the time comes. They'll sit Middleton and Holiday, you know, down the stretch. But I think Miami wants the number one seed. So I think Miami. But I'm still leaning towards picking the Bucks to come out the East. Like, if it was a rematch of last year, finals wouldn't surprise me at all. Like, that's kind of where I am right now.
So what do you think is, like, Miami's biggest weakness, the Bucks' biggest weakness, the Sixers, like, all the contenders? What do you think could, like,
That's a great question. So I'll just give you those three in the East. So for Miami, I just think it's tough. I love Jimmy Butler. I love Jimmy Butler. But when he's your number one, it just gets dicey. Depending on him to create down the stretch of games, you're just always going to be going against somebody better when it comes late in series and late in the playoffs. So I think then their offense will get stagnant late in playoff games. That's what my fear for Miami is. Ultimately, their defense may be enough to overcome that because it's that elite. But I think down the stretch of playoff games, games often become a rock fight. And I don't know if Jimmy is of the same tier that, you know, the Durants and Giannis is, and Embiid, Harden's, like, guys on that level. I don't know if he's quite there yet. And I think that could be an issue for them in the playoffs. For the Bucks, one is health. Secondly is depth. I think they lost Connaughton right after they traded DiVincenzo, so I think that can be an issue. You always worry about a team dealing with fatigue on a back-to-back title run. So I think also, Coach Bug got let off the hook. Man, it was a lot of questionable stuff that he did in the playoffs last year. Man. A lot of that championship felt like in spite of and not because of Coach Bud. So we'll see how that goes. Maybe the experience, but it was just a lot of head-scratching stuff that went on that playoff run. I think kind of Giannis and KD having big feet kind of made everybody forget about everything that transpired. Philly is just how much do you trust James Harden in big situations? I mean, he's a Hall of Famer, no doubt, best in the discussion for the best scorer of his era, but man, it's just too many playoff foibles, man, to just forget that. So it's a lot on his plate, and we'll see if he steps up, man. But woo, Harden and Embiid. I think Embiid will show up, but Harden is the wild card. Which version are you going to get? So that's those three for me. Joseph, you there?
Hey, Coach, can you hear me?
You ain't got to call me Coach. You won't play for me, man. But it's good. I appreciate the respect, though, man. It's all love.
Yeah, no problem, man. I want to say congratulations on your season, too, bro.
Oh, thank you. We didn't get what we wanted to, man. But, you know, thank you. Appreciate that.
Gotcha. Hey, so real quick, couple questions. Do you think Zion has a chance to come back and possibly help the Pels make a run in the play-in, or do you think they're just that won't happen?
I'm glad you brought that up. Somebody who's tapped in with a source in the Pelicans building, they said he is playing this year. Like, supposed to be some good news dropping by the end of this week. That's what I was told this morning from somebody tapped in with the Pelicans. So I think I'm leaning yes on that. And like I said, we just don't know, depending on what the Lakers do. They could lose to anybody on any night. So we don't know what's going on with those last two spots in the West.
Gotcha, yeah. And then also, too, that Lakers game, I be honest with you, the way I saw that was LeBron was just maybe trying to get Melo a game winner based on the way they reacted after he missed the shot. So just the unseriousness of that team is silly. But do you think Phoenix can get over the hump and win this thing if CP3 comes back, or you see somebody else coming out of the West?
Man, it's the Suns are the prohibitive favorite right now. They got the bad taste in their mouth from last year's finals when they were up 2-0 and before Giannis just became unstoppable. Man, you know, as an anti Chris Paul guy, not the player, just, you know, his disposition in general. I'm not the greatest fan of how he plays, like a little dirty stuff, but he's a great player. Him healthy definitely makes them something to beat. I had my faith in the Warriors, but they didn't go get a big, so that threw me a bit. I think Memphis might be too young, even though that's who I probably, you know, quote unquote, root for as far as those contenders go, because I love John Morant and I just love how the Grizzlies play. But yeah, man, they're definitely the favorite in the West right now. I think they clinched the playoff spot already. They're up by 8.5 games with like 20 to play, so they got the first seed pretty much locked up. So they're the favorite right now.
Yeah, man, I'm from the Carolinas, man, so I follow Ja and Ingram and Zion and Chris Paul and all those guys, man. Just want to see, you know, them be successful, man. But I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much.
Silence, am I saying that right? Silence? I don't want to disrespect your name. Silence?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can you hear me properly?
What's going on with you, man?
Hey, nothing much, man. I'm chilling here. Just got done watching the Lakers game. First off, I want to say shout out to you, man. You've done a great job with the podcast, with your tweets, been helping get my personal hoop knowledge up way more than it was a year ago. So just want to say I appreciate you real quick.
Oh, man, that's big. Appreciate you, man, for sure.
For sure, man. And I wanted to ask something a bit more personal in regards to, like, your coaching. So in case any of your competition's watching, I won't ask you to get into scheme talk or anything like that, but – what would you say is like your general coaching philosophy? You know, what do you preach to your players?
Oh man, that's a dope question. I didn't even expect to get nothing like that, man. Because personally, I tend to be more defensive oriented first, just in general, my approach to the game. If you get more stops than the other team, you win. That's just how I was raised with the game. I actually got my basketball scholarship because I play defense so well. So that's just kind of something I'm always going to lean on. Offensively, man, I just believe in like just free flowing, you know, empowering guys to make decisions. That's how guys develop. You know, it's where our coach is getting close to the NBA. It's about development and helping guys become the best version of themselves and developing individually. The offense we run and that we've helped design put together is just something that's, you know, we play the 4-out-1-in, give guards a chance to get out in space and create and become decision makers. I think the best, greatest thing I heard is you don't teach guys plays, you teach them how to play. And I think that's like something I've carried with me since once I heard a coach say that. So that's kind of what stuck with me.
Oh, man, I really appreciate the answer, man. Coaching is a dream for me. So I appreciate you letting me up here, getting asked that question. Appreciate the really thoughtful answer, bro, for real.
All good, man. Appreciate you.
Thanks, man. Have a good night.
All right, you too. All right, let's see if we got some more questions. Who do you think is the coach for the Lakers next season? I have no idea. I just know it's not Vogel. I think they probably get somebody who's more offensively inclined than what Vogel was. That's what my first inclination would be. It just got really stagnant this year looking at the offense. A lot of guys, four guys watching one, whether it be LeBron or even AD. Or even, you know, when Melo's out there, they iso him in the mid post, which is not even his strength anymore. So somebody who can get some more movement within the offense and just kind of maximize whatever the Lakers bring together. And that's kind of what I think they're going with. Jessica, great point. Jessica just typed Alvin Gentry in the chat. I was just going to say, even if he doesn't become the head coach, I'd love to have Gentry on the staff just as offensive coordinator, because you look back at Anthony Davis's Pelicans days, his best, that was his best output offensively. And I think a lot of it was him putting AD in position to be successful, whether as a role man or getting him downhill off dribble handoffs. It's just, even the year the Lakers won a championship, it just got too stagnant with AD and just too dependent on, you know, otherworldly shot making instead of putting him in position to be successful. So that's why I think the coaching search should go somebody with some offense. All right, we got Christopher Walton up. Chris, what's going on, man?
What up, Maples? What's good, bro?
How you doing, bro?
Not much, man. Man, shout out you and Kings, bro. Check out Temple of Hoop all the time when I got a little time to myself and I ain't working in the evening time, man.
Appreciate you, man. Keep tapping in. We love that. We love the love.
What's going on with you? Yeah, man. I heard you. You was talking about Alvin Gentry. You know, the Lakers move on from Frank Vogel. You got anybody else in mind you're throwing the staff?
Man, like it's rough, man. It's crazy. The guy who's actually doing really well was the guy that ever tapped in, but it was just too hot to hire him at the time because of the off the court stuff, and rightfully so. But Jason Kidd, you see the job he's doing in Dallas. It was just, you know, kind of rough to hire him given the past. Dallas was able to overlook that. So, you know, Kidd would have been nice just for, you know, the players. Like, it was weird with Jason Kidd because despite his, you know, X and O's, you know, shortcomings and whatever people said, all the great players he's ever coached spoke highly of him, which is crazy. Like, if you think about it, like, whether it was Brooklyn or Milwaukee, like, Giannis has, like, incredible things to say about Jason Kidd regarding his development. You know what I mean? So it's kind of wild that, you know, how the media and how NBA Twitter sees him versus how players see him. Like, that's crazy to see. So Kidd would have been nice, but, you know, he's going to be in Dallas a long time. I don't know, man. Just somebody offensively inclined. That's what my hope would be.
Yeah, same. I mean, I wish they it's slim pickings, man, because we in a place now where everybody kind of finding their way as far as, like, coaching and whatnot and jobs around the league. It's crazy. So I don't know, man. Hey, they might be stuck trying to having to bring Vogel back like one more year, bro, if they can't, you know, really find like an upgrade.
I think before that, they'll let Vogel go and give Handy a shot just to see before they do anything like that. They'll give Handy a shot before they bring Vogel back. I think Vogel's done.
That's what's up. I actually think next year they'll be better.
Yeah, it can't be much worse than this offseason. So, man,
it can't be much worse.
The bar is in the gutter right now.
Man, bruh. Whew. Rough. And yeah, we done seen some times, boy. So, it's been rough, bro. But I appreciate you for bringing me up, dog.
Yeah, all good, man. Yeah, going off what Christopher just said, as far as it being better, I mean, they'll still have Anthony Davis and LeBron James. They just got to be way better around the margins. Most of these guys are on minimums. If you can convince Monk to stay at a lesser rate, which is what you have to do, they can't afford to pay him, but other teams can, that'll be great. But, man, they'll have to get a lot better around the margin. That's all I'll say about the Lakers, man. Let's talk about some good teams. If the Pelicans had Ja Morant right now instead of Zion, what seed do you think the Pelicans would be in? Man, that is a great question. I think they had Ja. They just make different moves. Like, they probably would have kept Zion. I mean, kept Lonzo because he fits well with a high usage driving point guard because of the ability to shoot and ability to pass and transition. What seed would they be? And they'd be higher. And just for this is not even saying that, you know, Ja is better than Zion. It's just that Ja is able to stay on the court and affect winning on the court. You know, Zion has played 82 games in 3 years. You know what I mean? So he's played one season in a possible three seasons. You know what I mean? So it's nothing to say, you know, he's better or worse than Ja. It's just, you know, Ja's been on the floor and that's been the main issue. You know, that's the tough truth about it. Unfortunately, you know, my favorite player plays on the Pelicans. So, you know, it hurts me that Ingram out there dying every night when you got a walking 28 a game, you can't stay healthy, you know? So We'll see what happens going forward. Yo, Maples, I have a question. Do you think Kyrie is overrated as a franchise player, main offensive engine for a team? I feel like his Boston tenure proved that. He's not an offensive engine like Harden, Trey, or Ja. He's better suited as a second option. Do you agree? That's a great question. I've had this discussion about Kyrie a couple times. I think that basketball-wise, he absolutely is a number one option. I think just intangible-wise, he isn't. I just think when you are the face of a franchise, there's certain things, it's like as far as leadership and you know, the way you carry yourself. And I don't think Kai is, you know, willing to do that. So I think he's better suited off as a number two. So I'll take Kai as my – I did this with Kai and Dame. Like, I'll take Dame as my number one. But if I already have the guy, I'll take Kyrie. You know what I mean? So I put Kyrie as – I think he's the best Robin in basketball, honestly. He just come out and play off a guy and play his game. He's a great plug-and-play player. He's efficient. He score. He's underrated defensively. Like, he's not a you know, caution tape defensively. You know, he'll stay in front of a guy and try in big moments. So I would love to have Kyrie as a second option. Pablo asked, do you think the Nuggets will be legit with Porter or Murray back? And I know a lot of it depends on which version of Murray is playing, but something similar to how he played in the bubble. Any chance they knock out the Warriors? First of all, with Jokic playing how he is, you get two players like that back healthy. I think they're a definitely top-tier contender. I think this year is a lot to ask because they're coming off such severe injuries, and they got to get their rhythm back. And I think that'll ultimately be the hurdle for them getting back. But next year, the Nuggets will definitely be a top-tier contender with both those guys with the full season of rehab and training and getting back in basketball shape. Next year, I have the Nuggets for sure as a top-tier contender. Will they beat the Warriors this year? No, I think they'll push the Warriors because they just don't have enough size to really neutralize Jokic. But ultimately, the Warriors win that series, I think. I have too much respect for, you know, Steph, Clay, and Dre to lose to a first round to Jokic in spare parts. I think, you know, they have too much championship pedigree for that. But I think two games at least because they just don't have anything for him inside. But even when Dre comes back, you know, he has a bad back, so there's something to think about there. But I just don't see the Warriors losing the Nuggets in the first round. I think they'll be pushed, and Jokic will put up historic numbers, but the Warriors ultimately win. So, all right, you guys. I want to thank you guys for tapping in. Temple of Hoop midweek. We will be back next week. This will be a weekly thing. Kings will be with me on these every now and then. Tonight it was just me, but I appreciate you guys, the interaction. I love it. Some questions I didn't even think about. Be safe out there, man. We out of here.